This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. I'm sorry about it, amen. That's a technical difficulty on my part. So we're going to start this all over again, amen. God is good. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking tonight about, amen, let me give you the scriptures again. Here in Psalms 51, verse 10. The Bible says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This is the next few minutes I'm going to talk about. God wants to give you a spiritual recess, and he wants to do it now at the beginning of the year in 2022. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we as people of the Most High God, sometimes when we get a little weary, when we get to the place we want to throw in the towel, when we get to the place where the load get heavy, we have to always remember this, that Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, but those who wait on the Lord will renew that. He will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the perfect time for a reboot, a reset. When we look at things in the natural concerning our computer, a computer only operates according to the instruction that is given. And sometimes either the internet interruption or it may be something else, a break in the connection. Then when we start it again, reboot it, it picks up where the instruction that was given to, in order to perform it. Well, we as human beings, we as born again believers in Christ, followers of Jesus, on a spiritual basis, sometimes we get a little bit weary. Sometimes we need just a reboot, a reset, a spiritual recess. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is the perfect season now, in the beginning of the year, to be recessed, refreshed, and refueled. The three R's, recess, refresh, and refuel. Beloved, this is the perfect time to recess and refresh your mind, your heart, and your soul. As we look forward to 2022, a year of opportunity and potential, we as followers of Christ want to renew our strength by refreshing our hope and clarifying our vision from God for what we want to see unfold and happen in these next 12 months that is power-packed with opportunities. Yet the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. Beloved, it is time for a spiritual recess. So push the reset button. Let God take over. Run to win. Be determined to finish what you start from the beginning in 2022. Envision where you want to be and to go. And then be determined to take the best course possible in order to get there. Yes, child of God, renew your hope in the Lord. Hope is very important because hope gives potential. Hope gives, hallelujah, it gives you determination to go forward, not backwards. Here again in the book of Psalms 51, verse 10, our prayer should be, God, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I'm reminded when Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And as we embark on our journey in 2022, as a follower of Christ, as a child of God, our determination should be, God, you take over. You take over because I know that in me, there is a possibility to miss the mark of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Allow the Holy Spirit of God to move, lead, guide, direct you in total truth. My brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, what is the goal that you have set for 2022? The goal that you have your eyes set on. Well, this is the time from the start in 2022, in order to gain the momentum, the push you need in order to win. You must be determined. You must have a fresh commitment to God. Commit yourself totally and complete to him. Yes, make a confession of faith and let him know that the world is behind me and the cross is before me. I want to be a better somebody, a better follower of Christ, a better servant as unto the Lord. Yes, we must harvest the power of hope in order to be rebooted, in order to recess our dreams. Yes, hope in God and all of his promises. Bible says, in him is yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Here the word says, in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, be confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Child of God, this is hope. Child of God, this hope is an unbreakable one, is an unbreakable lifeline that is sure and strong. People of God, this hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our soul. Yes, hope in God, hope in Jesus Christ is very powerful. See, the word of God says in the book of Proverbs 29, verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Yes, child of God, God has nothing but good in mind for you as his child. Oh, yes, he does. When he think about it, he thinks nothing but good. When he in fellowship with you as his child, his heart desire is to be in fellowship, an intimate relationship built for his children. So we, as born again believers, Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God, are sons of God. So believer of Christ, what is there that you want the Lord to do for you in 2022? Yes, beloved, today is the right time for spiritual reset. Remember, a spiritual reset is the most important in setting and maintaining goals, dreams in your life. Sometimes we as God's people, we need to wake up from our slumber as Christians and turn back to him, because he desired to lead, guide, and direct us. Yes, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he still sits on the throne. He still sits high, but look low. So how we receive God's correction in our lives, it is determined by our response to the sins that we may have committed. Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So believer of Christ, let God reset your life. Your life to be right with him. Let him do it all over again. It is time for a spiritual reset.
hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, our lives must be genuine and live it for real. Amen. That's what God is looking for. Real men and women of God that will live a life that is different. Where it says, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. Because the God that we serve is a holy God. Be ye holy as he is holy. And again, tonight we are talking about it is time for a spiritual recess. God wants us to be in right standing with him. He wants us to be in fellowship and having an intimate relationship with him. Here we see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, before I go any further, I just want to thank God for everyone that is listening in tonight and that be listening at a later date. We thank you for the support. We thank you for praying for us and interceding. Amen. We're looking forward to 2022 being a year of increase. Yes, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 14 through 18. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of God is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Believe of Christ, truly the days that we are living in 2022, they are very evil because lawlessness abounds and the love of many have grown. When we look around us, we see the signs of the times, the ends of days. But God still is reaching out. And he still is in control, is in charge and in control. Yes, all around us, we see confusion. All around us, we see that sin is running rapid through the land. We see that people as a whole will believe a lie before they believe the truth. So God wants us as his children, the church. He wants us to wake up. He wants to wake us up and for us to be rebooted, recessed, refreshed, and refueled. You see, God is the ultimate recess. He's the one that does the correction. He's the one that chastises us when we get out of sync. Remember, child of God, God only corrects those that are his and those that he loves. Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 6, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scorneth. And every son whom he receiveth. When we talk about sons, we also have to include daughters too. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if we belong to God, then he will instruct us and he also will correct us. You see, God has given us the ability to hit a recess, but in our spiritual walk with him, in our spiritual life. But in order for us to recess, we need to let God Spirit guide us through the process. You see, the Holy Spirit is God's customer service representative. And the scripture is our instruction manual. It teaches us how to live and how not to live a fruitful and abundant life. So beloved, pray and ask God if you are serious in 2022. Ask God to send his Holy Spirit in order to change your thought life. When in doubt, rely on your instruction manual, the Bible, the Word of God. The Word of God been tested and is still standing. The Word of God don't change. So we, as God's people, we must change. Yes, also ask God to give you the understanding of what the Holy Spirit is saying personally. Bible says again in Romans 12, verse 2, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, beloved, examine yourself. Then, if you need to ask the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct you, let him highlight those areas in your life that has been corrupt, that has been, hallelujah, hidden, and let him guide you in order to get a spiritual reset. So where there is, so where is your focus tonight? Is it on eternal things, or is it on worldly things? Only you and God knows. Only you can make a difference of a brand new year. Yet the book of Psalms 18 verse 21 says, dead in life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. So child of God, once you examine your thoughts, let the Lord correct you. Do not resist or grieve the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to deal honestly with you about what needs to be changed and need to be recessed, refresh, and refuel. Remember this, it is never too late to recess, to reboot spiritually. Believer of Christ, in order to hit the spiritual recess, but you need to recognize that falling in love with the world and its influence and all that it has to offer, it is called adultery with God. Adultery because God is a just God. God is a jealous God. He wants your relationship with him to be solid. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we, as a child of God, a believer of Christ, put our focus on something else besides the God that created us, then we have to understand that God won't change. He has, his word has been put in concrete. He's a never-changing God in an ever-changing world. Yet the word of God says in the book of 1 John, chapter 2, verses 17, chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. Here the word of God let us know. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, it is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world will pass away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God will abide forever and ever. God wants to give you a spiritual recess. Beloved, don't have an affair with this world and its influence, because our God, again, he's a jealous God. He says what he means, and he means what he says. So as a believer of Christ, live a life that is pleasing to God, a life that will allow God's favor to be upon your life. Love God. love Jesus, love the Holy Spirit. All three agrees as one. So we must evaluate, see where we are in our walk with Christ. See where our love is. Because where your treasure is, that's where your love is. Where your treasure is, your feet will follow. So only you can get it right in your walk with the Lord. So child of God, your motive to live out the days is no longer to get power. We must be selfless. We must make a quality decision that God is leading. And all we want to do is follow. You see, as a born-again believer that have missed the mark, the enemy will play with your mind. He will try to get you to concentrate on fleshly things that is not benefit for the kingdom of God. He will make you think that you're losing power or validation from others. But I'll stop by to let you know what the word says. John 10:10. The thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So the God that we serve, he wants us to have the abundant life. But our life must line up with what is recommended for us to walk that straight and narrow. So be determined, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that from the beginning of 2022, stay humble, love God, and live for him. Live every day to honor him. Declare your dependency on God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Bible says in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply our each and every need, according to his riches and glory, by Christ Jesus. Yes, God wants to give you as his child a spiritual recess. People of God, even today in 2022, there's many Christians that will hear the word and that is following too many voices. We let our cultural voices and our own voice interfere with what God is saying and what he is doing and what he has planned for us. You see, every committed believer of Christ, you must address this spiritual confusion and reject it. That's why the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We as God's people, we have to allow to receive the reward of discipleship, both in this time, in 2022, as well as in eternity. When you, as a follower of Christ, maintain a focus on him, you will not only enjoy more of his presence, but you will live with crystal clear clarity, and you will avoid the cloudiness that comes from living spiritually confused. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in order for us to get back in alignment with God's will for our lives. We have to be honest, open to him. And if we do miss it, and if we do sin, thank God for it. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, be committed. Have a deeper commitment in 2022. A deeper commitment to Christ. Change the way. If there's changes that need to be done to live a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight, allow the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct and bring you in correction with God's perfect will for your life. Here in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 27 through 30, the Bible says, this is Jesus speaking. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. So, believer of Christ, if anyone comes to me, to Jesus, after him, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. God wants to give you spiritual recess. Child of God, restart the spiritual button on the circuit of your heart by recommitting everything to him and asking him to reorder your priority. Yes, child of God, this is serious business. This is a time to take inventory of where you are in your walk with the Lord. Remember, God is a God of the heart. He reads our heart. He knows if we are doing what we're supposed to do. He knows us better than we do ourselves. God wants us as his children to learn from the past, but not only learn from the past, but not live in our minds and in our heart. We must learn to let go. Let go and move forward. God wants us to remember to carry light, important values into the future. God also wants us to move forward with no fear. Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God haven't given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Remember, recess means to get the system working towards its intent and creative purpose. Well, bless God, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow with Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Just thanking you for 2022. We thank God for his mercy, his grace, and his love. We thank God because he is an awesome God, a God that is able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We pray that you've gotten something that you can apply to your life daily to make it better. Hopefully getting a restart at the beginning of the year, getting a new fire, get that fire burning. You will stay on course and keep the faith with doing what God has called us to do. Please share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that's 347-826-9424. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X, as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Until Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, the Lord willing, God bless you. Have a great week. And remember, God loves you and so do we. God bless.